Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called What Diseases Do Rodents Commonly Spread in Seattle? There's something lurking in Seattle homes that sends thousands to the doctor each year, and most people don't realize it until it's too late. Those unwanted house guests we call rats and mice aren't just nibbling on your crackers, they're bringing some seriously nasty diseases along for the ride. Let me paint you a picture of what we're dealing with here in the Emerald City. 1 in 4 Seattle homes has rodent activity right now. Our mild climate is basically a 5-star resort for these critters. And when fall hits, it's like we're running a rodent bed and breakfast. They check in, but they don't check out. Now let's talk about what keeps me busy as a pest control specialist. The diseases these little troublemakers spread. First up is Hantavirus. Primarily from our local deer mice. Think of it as the ninja of rodent diseases. You might not see it coming, but it can knock you flat. Then there's leptospirosis from rats, which is about as pleasant as it sounds. And let's not forget salmonella. These critters are basically walking food poisoning factories. Here's where it gets interesting. These rodents are master home invaders. They can squeeze through gaps the size of your thumb, turn your insulation into a cozy condo, and before you know it, they're hosting family reunions in your walls. And the really sneaky part? They're sharing these diseases through their droppings, urine, and even the dust they kick up. Speaking of real-world impact, let me tell you about the Smith family in Ballard. Last winter, they ignored some scratching sounds, thinking it was just the house settling. Fast forward a month, and they're throwing out their entire pantry because rats had turned it into their personal buffet. $3,000 later, they learned that those little scratching sounds weren't so harmless after all. Here's your takeaway, Seattle. Don't wait until you're sharing your cereal with unwanted guests. Schedule a professional inspection before winter hits. Seal up any gaps larger than 1/4 inch, and keep your food in metal or glass containers. Trust me, prevention is way cheaper than dealing with a full-blown infestation. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.